This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, everyone.
And Bridget, we were just talking before the program about some of the special ways that people donate to Catholic Radio. And we got a couple of checks here just recently that people might be surprised. You know, we talked to you, mentioned a time that if you shop at Kroger and have a Kroger card and go on to the Catholic Radio website, you can register your Kroger card with Kroger, and Catholic Radio will then get a percentage of everything you spend there. So, and that amounts to a lot for most people. That amounts up. We just got a very nice check from Kroger not long ago.
Yay, that's great.
And kind of the similar thing with Amazon. If you ever buy anything on Amazon, if you go to Amazon Smile or just Google Amazon Smile, you'll find it. And when you get there, it'll ask you to just pick a charity. And if you type in Catholic Radio, we're already there. It'll pop up for you. And once you do that, then anytime you buy anything on Amazon, it automatically, Catholic Radio gets a small percentage. And we get a nice check from them every quarter as well. So keep spending there, folks.
Yeah. those are the two places I go to quite a bit, actually, to Kroger or Amazon Online.
And
Amazon Smile.
They're both get some of my money from time to time as well. But just keep in mind, we're not telling you where to shop or how to shop or anything like that. But we're telling you, if you do shop either of those places, Amazon or Kroger, just register your card at CatholicRadioIndy.org or sign up for Amazon Smile, and you'll be helping us out every time you shop.
Yep. Well, we have three guests in studio today. My guests for Faith in Action are Mark and Michelle Overholt. They are the founders and administrators of One in Christ Marriage Preparation. And also we have in studio Dr. Casey Rising. She has a new name.
Yes.
She is representing.
How did that happen?
Well, we'll get to that in just a minute. She is representing the local Catholic Medical Association, which is actually called the St. Raphael Catholic Medical Guild of Indianapolis. So welcome to Faith in Action, all of you.
Thank you.
And they were nodding that they shopped at Amazon too. That's important. And Kroger, you know, so you want to do that. Okay, so let's start off with what marriage is, you know, under attack in our culture today. And it seems like every time I turn around, someone's saying, well, I'm really having marriage problems. So what is One in Christ Marriage Preparation? What is that ministry? Talk about that.
Yes. One in Christ is a marriage prep program that was established about in 2010. We've been doing it for about the last 8 years, and we help Catholic priests in preparing engaged couples for the sacrament. So we do that all, through a lot of catechesis with scripture and using the Catholic tradition and the magisterium teachings and papal documents, but also practical tools too, as well as for communication and finances. And most recently, in the last few years, we've obviously been answering any kind of health and science issues with the help of our local Catholic doctors.
Okay, so is that what you're involved in with this, Casey?
Yes, thank you. So I was invited by Mark and Michelle after we connected a couple of years ago when I was still in residency. I was invited to be on their medical panel. And it's such a joy and an honor to come and answer questions, talk about church teaching on natural family planning, fertility awareness, church teaching about contraception, in vitro fertilization, infertility, just many of the questions and issues that couples face in their marriages. And to be able to offer sound scientific advice that's in line with church teaching is just really rewarding.
And if you could tell our listeners about your practice, because you have a practice in Indianapolis as well. So just so people can make that connection.
Kind of a unique practice, really, somewhat unique.
Sure. So you alluded to my new name. I have a unique perspective because I've been participating as part of the medical panel with One in Christ, but had the opportunity to go through the program as a participant with my fiance, Thomas Del Coco. So I'm actually Dr. Del Coco now. I'm changing my name. Yes, so from Dr. Rising to Dr. Del Coco. Thank you. But 3 years ago on St. Patrick's Day, I opened my practice, and it's called Magnificat Family Medicine. We're a full-spectrum family aiming to provide holistic care for men, women, and children with Christ, the divine physician, as our guide. And we have people seeking our care. I did the fellowship in NAPRO technology as a fourth-year medical student, natural procreative technology. I have two certified Creighton instructors out of my office. We receive many One in Christ couples through there who are interested in learning how to chart Creighton, one of the methods available in Indianapolis for natural family planning. And we take care of men, women, and children. And yes, it's a joy and an honor to walk with families.
So now there is a an alliance between One in Christ and the St. Raphael Medical Guild. What's going on with that? Tell us how that's working. You alluded to the science and the, you know, Christian formation aspect of marriage. So talk about how those two are working together to...
Yes, that's an excellent question, because it's really kind of grown over the years as we've been doing the marriage prep for the engaged couples. Many of them, you know, we can deliver the beauty of the church's teaching. We can give a lot of the practical tools that came in, but they were really looking for scientific answers. I think a lot of millennials are looking for the science behind the truth that they are seeking. And it started actually with a doctor that was able to come, Dr. Melanie Margiotta. And she came, and we were just overwhelmed on how many of the couples just swarmed to her after they came and talked to them on the third day. And from there, we saw that this is a natural need. And so we started reaching out, and that's how we met different doctors like Dr. Casey and others that came in, and we invited them to be a part of our day three participation. So over these past few years that we've had that, it just made natural sense, because we also have a lot of married couples or engaged couples that are coming to get married are also medical students or those that are in the medical field.
Casey's bringing all of her friends over, right?
Yeah, well, this is a natural thing that we can also introduce, because then they can see how faith and reason are delivered and how they can be and live their Catholic faith as a doctor as well. So we invite a lot of the medical people that come through our program also to find a community which the Catholic Medical Association is able to deliver to them.
That sounds like a good combination, because as you're talking to a young couple, as you know, basically a layperson relaying what the church teaches, you know, they can accept that as church teaching, but they think, well, wait a minute, this involves my body for real and my health issues, et cetera, et cetera. So when they have a medical question, it makes perfect sense.
Yes, yes. I mean, couples are looking, you know, they get married in sickness and in health.
Right.
Right. And so this is a natural thing that our alliance between our two organizations are helping share our resources together in order to deliver the beauty of what we're all called in, whatever vocation that we're called into, on building up God's kingdom.
What kind of questions do you get that you refer kind of to the medical side?
I'll let Dr. Casey answer a couple of those, but we get a lot that's just dealing with the issues of contraception, or my wife can jump in on a couple of the health issues that come in on endometriosis and...
Right, some with PCOS or other hormonal issues, imbalances.
And if you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Mark and Michelle Overholt and Dr. Casey Del Coco.
Correct.
Rising/Del Coco.
Yeah, Rising/Del Coco. You might know her as Dr. Casey Rising, but now she is Dr. Casey Del Coco, right?
Correct.
Okay,
yay.
So let's talk a little bit about the medical aspect and the medical questions. We can have Michelle and or Dr. Del Coco offer an answer on that. But some of the questions that the medical questions that are asked by couples.
And you might jump in here too, Michelle, but sure. I'm thinking, some of the questions, often the group at large will raise hands and ask questions. There's also a way for participants to submit confidential questions in a box, and Mark and Michelle kind of pull those out. So that's very open and a safe space for people to share and ask these really difficult issues that we face and very intimate issues in a marriage, right? And so one is, for example, you know, does birth control cause cancer? Or what does the church teach about IVF? Or what if we're not able to get pregnant? And so we're able to address many of those issues. And again, the Creighton model and NAPRO, or natural procreative technology, is really the answer. So it is the new women's gynecological science that really helps monitor and maintain a woman's fertility until through her reproductive years, whether it's at the beginning, the middle, or the end. And the goal is to get everything back to normal and restore normal function so that couples have good information then to either avoid or achieve pregnancy, whatever they feel called to amongst themselves and with God in their marriage.
And really, you know, when you think about, you know, NFP or NAPRO technology or the Creighton model, we're really talking about working with nature, and it's like Whole Foods. It's all natural,
it's green,
you know,
organic. And it's, everybody's going green these days.
And you know, if you think about it that way, you know, why would you want to put toxins into your body, which could, you know, really harm you in the long term, not just the short term, but the long term? Why not just go all natural, you know?
I have many patients seeking Creighton instruction for those reasons. Maybe not faith-based at all, but they've, you know, had chronic health problems, or, you know, try to avoid, you know, chemicals in their food, maybe have their own, you know, chickens and cow sharing and milk sharing and things like this. So it's like, this makes perfect sense in that sort of lifestyle. We know, as Mark said earlier, that faith and reason go together. So truth is truth is truth, whether that's in medicine or theology or mathematics, whatever it might be.
So I want to get to the what happens in the seminars, or how is this program delivered?
Yeah, and I'll jump in on this one. It's delivered in we are hosted in two different parishes right now.
Okay.
North and South Side at St. Luke's and Our Lady of the Greenwood currently right now.
Okay.
And it's a group environment seminar. So parish priests can send their engaged couples to us, and so there'd be a group of engaged couples that come. We have also a pool of what we call facilitators, married witnessing couples that come and share on the program itself, and all of them sign a faith oath of the fidelity of the magisterium. So it's not their opinions, it's they're really reiterating what they have learned and they're practicing in their faith. And it's shared in that group seminar where there's prayer, there's readings. The facilitator couples present on a particular subject, and then after that subject, there's also videos or audio clips that we also present, and then from there, the couples break out, and they talk amongst themselves, which the couples really, really like. So in that kind of format is a very safe environment, but they're not alone. So many couples come in, they're so excited to see other people getting married,
mm-hmm.
and have the same questions that they have,
yeah.
and the same fears and concerns, and how do I make this work? Mm-hmm. Right. And a lot of them have struggles with maybe not having good examples from growing up of what married life should be like. And then we try to present that beauty, goodness, and truth within that format.
We need to take a quick break here. We'll be back. Stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
Think of all the media our young people are exposed to today. MTV, movies, what passes for entertainment on TV, song lyrics that are questionable or worse. Where do they hear the message that it's okay to be chaste and modest, or that it's not crazy to practice their faith, or to believe in a God who loves them and can forgive them no matter what they do? Catholic Radio is the answer. Be sure to tell your friends and relatives about Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you been married and have since divorced? Do you think your marital status prevents you from coming to church? Most Catholics and non-Catholics unfortunately have a lot of misconceptions about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Pope Francis has recently encouraged all people with questions about marriage to make an appointment and talk with their parish priest. As Catholic priests, we look forward to the opportunity to help you on your journey through life. Please make an appointment to speak with the priest today. We are and will always be here for you.
Herding cars, trucks, homes, businesses, workshops, garages, man caves, and she sheds.
We're with you wherever you go. Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and I'm here with my guests in studio, Mark and Michelle Overholt, and Dr. Casey Rising - Del Coco. And we're actually talking about the One in Christ Marriage Preparation Program, and Mark was talking about the format. So let's pick up there where we were talking about the format of the retreat or program.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as we mentioned, it's in a group setting, and okay. it's in a very safe environment, and where we share and present the beauty and of that. And it's on a main weekend, a Saturday and a Sunday, and then a follow-up Saturday. So while we're presenting a lot of practical tools and theological bases, that follow-up Saturday is actually when we have our medical panel, our NFP panel, which we're giving them the options, what they can learn about, to then go on and learn about the biomarkers within the woman's body, for both of them to understand and answer any of those medical questions that that are on their minds, and addressing those. So in that format, it's a beautiful supplement for what we do to help our priests prepare these couples for the sacrament.
So how did you get involved in this ministry?
Yeah, so Mark and I are parishioners at Holy Rosary. And
that's a rockin' parish.
and they also have the Extraordinary Mass. And at the Extraordinary Mass, sometimes we have assistance from other priests. And Father Thomas Aschenbrenner is a priest from Chicago, and he has come down in the past to help out there at the parish and substituting for some of the priests. And he had let Monsignor Shadle know, who was the pastor at the time at Holy Rosary, about a new marriage prep program that he was beginning and he was writing. And in a lot of his work and Father Aschenbrenner's work with the pro-life movement, he really felt the call to do something for marriages. And this is what he felt like God was calling him to do, was to write this program. And it's a beautiful program. And so he had given the book to Monsignor to review. Monsignor had passed it off to Mark and myself to take a look at. And we had, and we loved it, and we told him so. And of course, then the next question was, will you lead it, you know?
Of course.
So, you know how that works.
Yes. So that's how we began. So Mark and I went ahead and started that program here in Indianapolis and worked with the parishes initially at Holy Rosary, and then moved to spread it throughout the Archdiocese.
Now, I'm curious, is this also offered other places around the country, or is it just Indianapolis?
Yeah, that's a great question. Obviously, it started in Chicago at the Archdiocese of Chicago with Father Aschenbrenner. And with him, there's other dioceses that have picked it up and ran with it as well. So we're not the only one.
Okay, so I do want to ask you something about the... how does this work in with the, you know, we're coming up on the 50th anniversary of Humana Vitae. How is One in Christ encouraging engaged couples to understand and live out this teaching of the church?
Yeah, I think we're all called on this 50th anniversary to go back and read that encyclical. It was so beautiful. And it was
prophetic,
not
prophetic too. Now that
very
we can
much
have
prophetic,
a
very much so
perspective.
We can look back at all the issues that came up with, you know, that he warned about, of, you know, the conjugal infidelity, the lowering of immorality, the loss of respect for women, the abuse of power by governments that come through. So all those can come in. We can all see that. We can't deny it.
And for those who don't know the Latin, Humana Vitae means what?
It means on human life.
Okay.
Yes, and it's. But he had, what a lot of people misunderstand, though, within it is just what the beauty of that encyclical was, you know, just God's loving design on married love, the unitive and procreative actions within that married love.
The purpose of?
Marriage itself.
Yes.
And we address that directly. We have a specific chapter on unitive and procreative, and that gives a foundation of all the teachings within the church, you know, and gives us the ability for our responsible parenthood, observing the natural law, the union and procreation, and just the faithfulness to God's design. So I just really encourage everybody to go and reread that. But we've then, what Father Aschenbrenner has put together, is now given an ability to share this message with couples that are looking at, I want to have a successful marriage. Nobody wants to come in or thinks that they're going to fail in their marriage.
Sure.
But they've experienced what they see out there. It's not working.
Mm-hmm.
Well, show me a way. Okay, let's turn back to who designed marriage itself, and that's God himself.
Mm-hmm.
And how did he design it? And how is it supposed to be? And it's a man and a woman and that perfect fidelity of a lifetime commitment within that that's open to life. And that's where we come with that view that is able to adjust and handle what many couples are struggling with, obstacles that may come into their marriage.
As you were saying that, I just got to thinking, you've had lots of couples participate in this over 8 years now. Have you ever had a couple change their mind and say, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, actually, it's a great question. And this is, it happened actually early on with Monsignor Schadel, obviously helping prepare the couple. We had a couple that came, and early on, they came to us and are like, we're not ready to get married. We need more time based on what we learned. Yeah. And Monsignor shared that with all his people at his church. Look, this is how important it is to share the beauty and the goodness and the of what the marriage is about. So it's maybe not, they're not ready now, but maybe they just need to postpone and get ready for that.
And after some of these readings too, they really grasp the essence of the teachings, and it's like a thunderbolt from the Holy Spirit, and they get it. And there's so many conversions that happen, and they write to us and tell us their stories, and, you know, moving from, you know, moving towards a pro-life attitude and just engaging in that, and really loving the quote that, you know, our goal is to get our spouse to heaven, and it's just phenomenal to hear, and just brings tears to your eyes to hear them.
You mentioned a couple of parishes that are doing it. Someone listening who is not a member of one of those parishes, can they come, or do they have to depend on their own parish, whatever's going on at their own parish?
Yeah, everybody is welcome, and it's a program that we've had other couples that would do multiple marriage prep. They would try to get as much prep that they can to come through. Obviously, you want to talk to your priest, and you know, because we support the priests that come through, but we have a lot of couples, not only from, you know, local diocese here, but we've had people travel from other states to come to the program because they've heard such great things about it.
And you don't have to be Catholic either, is that correct?
Yeah, well, obviously we support priests and preparing them for the sacrament of matrimony, so at least one's going to be Catholic, right? Because the priest is recommending them to come.
Gotcha.
But we have many, many, many that are somebody who is Catholic that's marrying a non-Catholic. And it's amazing where we're able to present the beauty, the goodness, and the truth of the Catholic faith on how many people are like, I misunderstood what the Catholic Church thought or taught. And I also am attracted to it, and I want to learn more. Yeah. And they go into RCIA.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they'll say, this makes sense, why the church teaches what it teaches. Now I get it.
Yeah. And how many couples would you say have been through the program that you've been offering in the last 8 years? I mean, as just a ballpark, would you say? And is it offered, what, twice a year?
Yeah, it's a great question. Right now, we do it 4 times a year.
Okay.
So basically every quarter, a little heavier on the earlier part of the year because most people have weddings in the summertime and whatnot. But it's basically 4 times a year.
Yeah.
And we've touched hundreds of couples. And it's just been a real beauty to share the goodness and help priests prepare these couples.
Sure.
Because they're ultimately the ones signing off on their marriage.
Sure.
And it gives them that opportunity that we're able to serve our priests.
Now, did I understand earlier that it is 1 weekend with a follow-up session? Usually when you think of a course or a study or whatever, you think, you know, every Tuesday night for 6 months or whatever, but not here.
Yeah, for our particular program, we're set up on a 3-day program. So it's a main weekend with a follow-up Saturday, and that we are giving as we're really just one piece of whatever that priest is preparing them for. So it could be the meetings that the priests are doing for preparing this couple. It could be any sponsor couples that come along with it. We're just in that one aspect that we ask them to get them early with us because we give a solid foundation for that. But then we also have a part two that is handled. So Michelle, you want to?
So yes, for part two, they take 3 classes of NFP. And that's the part two, so it kind of brings closure.
Right. And tell just if people are listening or don't remember what NFP is, tell them what that is.
NFP, Natural Family Planning.
Okay.
And so we offer a list of all different providers throughout the area, local and virtual options.
So if people are listening, how can they get some more information? We'll give this now, and then we'll give it again right as we close up the interview, but is there a web page that they can look at or look up some information on this?
Yes, absolutely.
And what will they find there too?
Yeah, they can go to oicindy.com, so oicindy.com, and that is our landing page where we have a lot of information and resources. First of all, we tell obviously what the program's about. We give them FAQs, understanding what they're going to learn. We also have a lot of resources on there, even post. So we share them even after they're done with us, maybe helping with adoption or helping with infertility, those kind of resources that are local and national. Right. And then obviously this is where you can sign up and register for the classes on the webpage.
And you also have local doctors
So our pro-life doctors like Dr. Casey, and we also have our local providers, lots of resources on there, as Mark had said.
So I'm curious for all three of you, how has being involved in this program impacted your marriage, impacted your faith life? Two questions
there. We'll talk to the newlywed first.
Yeah.
That's right.
Let's do that.
Sure. So certainly as the medical presenter, it was just really reaffirming to be able to give people what they want, which is the truth, right? And so I see the fruits of the sexual revolution in my practice. We said we can see it in society and the predictions that Pope Paul VI made, and that so many of my colleagues in medicine in these discussions, it's often like, gosh, you know, the church is saying no to this. The church is saying no to that is often the perspective. But if we change our thinking and that we are beautifully and wonderfully made in God's image and that his plan for our sexuality is so beautiful, it's actually about achieving the good, not avoiding the negative. Right? So God's plan is so good. It's better than anything really we can comprehend down here. And so I think to be able to show people that truth and provide answers is helpful. And what Thomas and I experienced going through the program as participants was so many of our peers who were engaged are like, I never knew this. How come nobody ever told me about natural family planning, about marriage as a sacrament, about all these things? And so it was really eye-opening for us, and we're hopeful to be able to participate both as a presenter couple together, as well as myself to continue to do the medical part, because it was just really amazing, especially for us with dating long distance. We met on Catholic Match, and we were just learning those basic communication skills over the phone, and to be able to have space to come together, it felt very much like a retreat where we can talk about, you know, finances, sexuality, how to, you know, resolve conflict, et cetera, in a safe space. And then to have time to pray about it at the program was just amazing. Mark and Michelle do a wonderful job. So,
Mark and Michelle, just we've got 30 seconds for you to tell us how you had your impact. How's it impacted your marriage?
Well, it's a retreat every quarter.
It is. And it's something that everybody needs to get back to the fundamentals. And it allows us to do that. And we're able to share something together. It's not easy for what the work that we do and our facilitators and the time and the organization, but we care so much about the couples and marriage and the church and Christ. And it helps build up and give us the grace that we need in order to build our marriage.
Give us the webpage.
Yeah, it's oicindy.com.
Thanks so much for being my guest today, and God bless your work.
Thank you very
much. Thank you so much.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.